Welcome, everyone, to the Green Living Show, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save you money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's time now to venture through the foggy information and learn what is truly green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Those of you who were able to hear the first hour of the show, if you didn't, you can hear it on dirtdoctor.com and the podcasts within a day or so. But my guest from that hour is still with us, and we're going to talk more about tree care, Peter Wild, and we'll get into that in just a minute. I need to catch you up on a few things. One is the new feature on the website continues to have some interesting comments, to say the least. We've had some people criticize it. We've had a lot of people, though, really appreciate it and let us know what they think about it. What is it that I'm talking about? Well, it's the poison of the week that we're talking about. We started it a few weeks ago. We're taking one chemical product, one toxic product at a time, and raking them over the coals. The first one that we did was malathion. Malathion has got all kinds of problems. They're not only talked about for you in detail, but we've given you a lot of links to technical data and research and all kinds of things. If anybody wants to try to argue you down, if you say that you agree with us, and that's a problem. We've done malathion, and we've done 2,4-D. We've done 7 and orthene acetate. We've done MSMA, which is a pretty incredible product that it's on the market. It's an arsenic compound and one that you for sure need to stay away from. The good news is that it's, for all practical purposes, been removed from retail sales. I think the people that have it out there that still have some in stock can sell it out. Unfortunately, also, it can still be used in agriculture and golf courses and large projects. But from homeowner use, you can no longer buy arsenic and put on your land. Isn't that a good thing? This week's poison of the week is urea. And yes, we are going to cover fertilizers and sanitizers and cleaning products and all kinds of things that we don't think you should be using, and give you the data about why that is. So check it out. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, try on the left-hand side there, you'll see the little skull and crossbones and poison of the week. So click on it, and it takes you to the blog where all that stuff is located. The other thing that I've done that I thought we already had done, and I just totally missed. We've always put just positive things, for the most part, on the library. We've had some of the negatives and pretty good quantity of it in the research part of the website. And we will continue to do that, but we've now added it to the library where you just look up things in alphabetical order. So not only will compost and beneficial nematodes and neem, like we're going to be talking about, and things like that be listed there, also, all of the toxic chemicals will be as well, giving you some data about why we don't recommend those things. Got quite a few questions this week about lice. Lice on children's heads, scalps. A lot of people are just naive, and they go to the store, and the store pulls out a package that contains some toxic chemical, and those toxic chemicals, for the most part, are some of the same toxic chemicals we've told you to quit spraying out in your yard. So we for sure don't want you putting those products on the top of your kid's head to try to control lice. Some of them don't work that well anyway, but they're nasty. Used to be Dewar's Ban in some of those products. Used to be some other chemicals that were highly toxic. Those are chemicals we'll be covering from week to week. Lately, I've seen mostly pyrethroids, synthetic pyrethroids in those products. Extremely dangerous. They are neurotoxins. There's no secret about that. The biggest problem, especially for kids, is that the pyrethrums, and natural pyrethrum is just as bad as the synthetics, in my opinion, but any of those pyrethrums, pyrethrins, or pyrethroids have a particular problem for people with allergies. They will make allergy symptoms worse. They will cause allergy symptoms for a lot of people. And they will even encourage and the onset and cause people to have worse problems with asthma. So just kind of ought to be just common sense. Maybe you were like we were years ago. We, you know, went to the store and they sold those kind of things, and we thought that that was okay because they were recommended and they were for sale. Well, you say, how can we control lice in a better way? There's a couple of things. One is you can use various shampoos. Peter Wild and I were talking about neem in the first hour, and we'll get into it again here. And by the way, those of you that missed the first hour or the second hour, you can pass this on to people that, are listening to radio stations that don't carry both Saturday hours. Both hours are streamed live on dirtdoctor.com, and they are archived on the website as well. So you can always go back and hear something that you may have missed while it was live on the air. And this would be a good show for you to listen to for sure. On the head lice, we've recommended for a long time tea tree products. Tea tree is a herb that has a whole lot of uses, and it's in some soaps and shampoos and various kinds of things, and it's a good thing to use to begin with. Neem, and especially the one that you'll hear us talk about in some detail today that's really powerful, but maybe any of the neems would function as a repellent. The new dry one that's about to be on the market across the United States would actually do a much more effective job at killing and shutting down the lice. So those kind of shampoos would be the first move, the first thing for you to do. The second thing, which may be even more important, is to rinse with vinegar, natural apple cider vinegar. I actually do this myself, especially when I'm traveling, because it helps get soap residue and if you're showering in dirty water, that kind of thing, which a lot of the water is if it's unfiltered. But rinsing the scalp with vinegar, you know, use a nice organic apple cider vinegar like Bragg's or one of those, and you'll find that the hair, those of you that have any hair left, as opposed to me, and you'll find that the hair will be softer and look better. It's healthy for the hair, and the vinegar will kill not only the adults, but also the nits. And that's what a lot of those other products that are recommended all the time don't do. They look like they had things under control, and here they come right back. I learned this from a friend, well, one of the people that worked for me for a long time. Her sister worked for the YWCA and recommended that for the kids coming there and just had great results. So that's where that little tip came from, and it's on our website on dirtdoctor.com as well. Let's see what else I need to talk to you about. We ended the mutt, guess the breed of the mutt contest, and the winners have been identified, and the prizes are going out to the people that came up with the closest guesses. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we'll leave it up a couple more days. If you click on the mutt contest, the little blurb right there on the side of the home page, it'll take you to the story about us getting a new dog from the SPCA and then wondering what this little mutt breed was exactly. And we've decided to use a new kit that's on the market. And in there, you'll see the name of the kit and how it works if you want to do it yourself with your mutt. And I would advise you to do it. We learned some pretty fascinating things about both the new little tater and our Hannah, who's a mutt for 9 years or so. And some of the results will surprise you quite a bit because they're not there visually as much as temperamentally and just behavior. For example, our beautiful blonde Hannah, one of the main things in her DNA is Dalmatian, and she doesn't have any Dalmatian markings or, you know, a lot of white and black color, no black color at all. But her personality is a Dalmatian. She is hard-headed as any dog I've ever had, and that's a trait of a Dalmatian. Our latest newsletter is about plastic water bottles. We don't recommend that you drink out of plastic water bottles unless it's at a last resort. What we do recommend is glass and metal and things like that, and we've got a lot of tips, links on the website to some of the things that you can buy from filters home filtering systems to glass bottles and everything else in that category. So check all that out. If you want our newsletter, it comes out most of the time on a weekly basis on Tuesdays. We've been running way behind because the dirt doctor here has just gone through the trauma of changing computer systems. We changed over to a Mac, and which is going to be great for all the thousands and thousands and thousands of photographs that I handle and working on the website and everything. But we're back in business. This week's newsletter is just going out right now. You may have gotten it yesterday or last night, or you might get it today. To get it in the future, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and you will receive it free of charge. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Howard Garrett for Alpha Biosystems product Thrive. You know, I've recommended a lot of products. I've used a lot of products through the years, and this may be the most important one that I've ever dealt with. Thrive is a beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus product. It's great for all plants in all soils, especially if you have plants that aren't performing the way they should. Alpha Bio also has a product that will help you with your pond cleanup and pet odors. For information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's alphabiosystems.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739. Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. The water we drink with, cook with, shower, and bathe in all play a critical role in our health. Aquasana's patented process takes out contaminants but leaves in the healthy minerals. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted best buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Aquasana offers a complete line of home water filters for drinking, showering, and whole house water filtration. You can purchase drinking water purifiers for under $100, shower filters for under $70, and whole home filtration systems for under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle for your fridge. Order now by going to aquasana.com. That's AQUASANA.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and joining me from Boston is the owner of the Boston Tree Preservation Company, also the, should I say owner or chairman of the board or what, Peter?
Founder.
Founder of both ArborJet and Boston Tree Preservation. Peter Wild, a new friend. We met on a trip, went up to Boston to visit with him and talk about trees and share ideas. And I've been working on a national tree book, and you'll see that one of these days when I get it finished. And you'll see some of the shots of the trees from the Boston area. We've been talking about a neem product that he has stumbled into, and we talked about it a little bit there with the head lice thing, but Peter has been involved in all kind of organic techniques and policies of building soil health and dealing with things other than toxic chemicals and synthetic fertilizers. But he's also been dealing a whole lot with invasive species. He calls them exotic invasive species that have come into his area more so, I guess, than any other part of the country. And he has come up with a technique of actually injecting chemicals into the trunk of the tree with a gun, and not having to spray, not having to drench root systems, and it's been a real good technique. But he's been mostly lately working on changing it over to an organic product, a botanical, called neem or azadirachtin. And I'm pretty fired up about the whole thing. I saw the packaging last night. We were at the Garden Writers meeting together. Paul Tukey, our friend, put together an organic event that happened officially after the official show closed down because chemical advertisers didn't want anything to do with us. But we had a good visit last night. That was a good group, wasn't it, Peter?
It was a good group. I think there was a lot of diversity there. And what I found most interesting was Paul Tukey had asked each of the speakers to talk about their background and what led them into the organic movement. And one of the things I'd like to comment on briefly is I just mentioned organic movement, but you know, going towards organics, it's not a fad, it's not a trend.
No.
It's what's going to have to be. And to hear these people's stories on where they came from, what moved them into the organic industry, I thought was quite fascinating.
Yeah, it was good to know. Everybody has some reason for making a move, and some people can change easier than others. you have a lot through your career and others have, but some people just can't buy into the fact that what they were taught at their university or what their mentor taught them or what they've been using for 20 or 30 years or more needs to be changed. A lot of people have trouble admitting they made a mistake or that there's a better way to go. I see that all the time.
Well, change is good.
Change is good. And let's talk about a change, this neem, dry neem product. I'm pretty fascinated about it.
Well, I think also what's exciting about it, because, again, heading towards organics is not a fad or a trend. It's something that we have to do, and it's going to be the little people on a grassroots effort who do their homework and move this industry forward. And what's very exciting about this Azosol, as in azadirachtin.
Which is the brand name, Azosol.
That's the brand name. What's really exciting is the homeowner can use this product and feel 100% safe in treating for their own problems when it comes to insects and disease.
Well, that's a big deal because we have some good tools. We always are looking for new tools. I've never recommended neem a whole lot in the past because we've been able to control insects with other safe, natural, organic products. And the neem oils, as you have taught me, has a whole lot less of the active ingredient that really does the insect control, and it can lose its power in the shelves in the liquid form. So this is going to be a product that's going to theoretically work a lot better. I probably ought to throw in real quick that you can't find it yet. After saying that, can they buy it from your website now? Or we'll have it in our store at some point. But
it should be available in the fall. I think that you could keep an eye on our website to see when it's launched. And this is a fantastic opportunity to get the word out there that this product is coming. And we have it registered in most states. I think we've got it registered in about 35 states.
So Texas is not on the list yet. I hope that changes in a hurry.
It's not on the list, but we expect by the fall to have all 50 states. So what? One of your comments about the neem oil product not having the efficacy, one of the limitations, too, is it can only be used as a foliar spray, whereas this new powdered soluble azadirachtin can be used as a stem injection or a root feeding as well as a foliar application. So that
Which is important.
Yeah, right? Very important.
Well, just another tool in the tool chest of the organic gardener. So we'll be keeping you posted on that for sure. And I'm sure we'll run this show again because we're covering so many interesting things with Peter. By the next time you hear this show or if you listen to it off the website, the product may in fact be available. We did a tour in Boston recently and looked at some of the gorgeous trees up there. You actually were kind of like me, I guess, doing regular chemical fertilizers and pest control, I guess, for at least some length of time and made the change. How long ago?
Well, the company's 35 years old, and it was back during 78 to 82 when the gypsy moth caterpillar was defoliating over half the state of Massachusetts. And for these trees to recover, we knew we were going to have to go to an organic amendment. So that's when my eyes got opened to humic acid, humate, and I'd love to talk about that.
Building the carbon in the soil, very important part of the puzzle. We'll talk about soil health and insect control and trees with my friend and arborist, Peter Wild. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be right back.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's MoleScram, the one mole repellent that really works. MoleScram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. MoleScram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get MoleScram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to MoleScram.com. MoleScram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Dog Food is a very special product for your very special pets. It has all of the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extracts, etc. Not just in the fats, like with most dog foods, by the way. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations. That's the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Our two mutts, Hannah and the new puppy Tater, like all the formulas, I think your dogs will too. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients and is found in the black bag. It's Munster Natural dog food and cat food. I recommend these products very highly for your special pets.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Howard, back with you, and my guest today is Peter Wild, an arborist from the Boston area, and we are going to take calls. You can jump on board here. I'm going to be hogging Peter the most and talking about some things we want to talk about. But jump on here, and you don't need to be calling about trees, anything green living, organic gardening, wise insect or disease control, planting. We're into that fall season for planting your vegetable gardens, and I want you to get that done. I'm in the process of gathering seed and transplants to do that myself right now. And while I'm talking about that, I'll probably ought to tell you one of the most important things. If you're just getting into gardening in a serious way, there's a company for you to contact. I'll tell you more about them before we go off the air today, but it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. People are sometimes surprised that I don't recommend the university soil testing systems. Peter and I might talk about that. He might have somebody in the Boston area, but I do here, and they do testing for people all over the world. Texas Plant and Soil Labs. The reason they're different is that they do a carbon dioxide extraction, which is how plant roots gain access to nutrients in the soil. And that's a big change compared to other soil testing labs. And the other thing is that they will give you organic recommendations. Texas Plant and Soil Labs, and they're on our website on dirtdoctor.com. What were we talking about? My memory's so bad, Peter. The neem product not being there, but will be there soon, and keep an eye out. When we were looking at trees up in Boston, and boy, one of the best things you did was show me that cemetery that's an arboretum. That is just a great place. Name of it is?
The Mount Auburn Cemetery.
Mount Auburn. And it's on our website. I put it in my travel section, a lot of the shots that we took that day. The big copper beeches are just gorgeous, the maples, the sugar maples, and all the big trees that we can't grow here. I just drool over those things. But it was interesting. There were a lot of trees that Peter and I talked about up there that will grow here as well as up there. One of the ones that I have in my backyard that's one of Peter's favorite trees is lacebark maple, or paperbark maple, I guess.
Paperbark maple.
That's a great little tree.
Acer griseum.
Acer griseum is right. But we can talk about that as you want, whatever you would like to talk about related to that. But the main thing is how to get into an organic program and get started. And I think thinking about your trees is probably the best way to go. The weed and feed fertilizers, Peter, that continue to be sold across the country, most of the radio personalities tell people to not ever buy those things, that they're terrible. But still today, the largest seller is Scott's Bonus S, for example, which has atrazine in the product. Do you run into that problem in Boston?
Well, I would hope that times are changing, but people need to understand that these products are technically designed to kill living cells.
Sure.
And, trees, shrubs, soil, water, we're all related here. It's one big happy family on the planet. But as we spoke about before the last break, I had mentioned that I started getting involved in humic acid and humates in the soil for soil health. And humate is primarily three acids, humic, ulmic, and fulvic acid, mm-hmm. carbon-based. It's actually a 70-million-year-old compost. And if it was another 70 million years old, it would be coal.
That's an interesting statistic. I'm going to give you credit for that a couple of times, and then I'm going to tell everybody I dreamed that up.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. It's a good one. And the humic and the ulmic acid component, that's food for soil biology, and it's very high in cation exchange capacity. The fulvic acid is 78 colloidal minerals, which are 90% absorbable. It's really probably the best fertilizer I've ever used. And of course, there's other great products that you can add to the soil. But I noticed after maybe 4 to 6 years of treating mature senescent stress trees after mm-hmm. the gypsy moth infestation in the late 70s and early 80s, I noticed that these trees' health turned around so miraculously that not only did they look good, but they were warding off insect pests and disease. So that was my first introduction to the organic approach and seeing firsthand the results that tree health can actually ward off insects and disease naturally.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I started preaching day one when I learned enough about organics to start recommending it to people was that carbon is missing from the soil. And so you put out compost or a humate like you're talking about, or some form of sugar to stimulate biological activity. The reason that's related is that the waste material and the dead bodies of microbes is a significant source of humic material in the soil. And that's another thing about that soil testing lab that I mentioned, Texas Plant and Soil Labs, is that they put that information on their reports. We've got a university that a lot of people use for soil tests. They don't even put organic matter on the test. You have to ask for it to be added specially. And, of course, it is of main importance in the soil building. The ultimate is biological activity, but the humates, like you're talking about, are compost tea or compost or dry molasses. I think the rock powders actually help some, too. I think all of it's part of the puzzle. But the end result is the same, whether you're trying to grow a copper beech in Boston or Japanese maple in Florida or a bur oak tree in Dallas, Texas, the ultimate goal is to try to have healthy, biologically active soil. And anything away from that leads to problems. This one thing I was going to bring up is that the adelgid, which is the insect that hits your hemlock trees, if you, people listening don't know what that is, and it's been able to be controlled with this injection technique of Peters, it looks a little bit like scale, I guess. First time somebody sees it, they probably see it, think maybe it was a scale insect. It's white, covers the underside of the leaves. Is that a good way to describe it?
It produces a cottony coat over its body to protect it. And it's sort of like an aphid. It's a sucking insect.
Right.
But the adelgid component is the fact that this pest has a mouth part which is maybe 300 times longer than its body.
Really? I didn't know that.
So where a weevil has a very long snout, the adelgid has almost a thread-like mouth part that's 200 or 300 times longer than its body, and it actually weaves that mouth part into the twig throughout the vascular system. An incredible engineering feat.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of the mouth parts of true bugs, like stink bugs and the like, the longest ones will just, when folded back against their belly, go back to their back legs. So the adelgid actually rolls it up somehow, I guess.
Well, and if we could only mimic that type of engineering in things we'd like to do in construction, like take the horntail sawfly, for example, it has the ability to take a thread-like ovipositor and burrow into the trunk of the tree 2 to 3 inches and deposit eggs in a grub inside the wood.
Yep. Detect where that grub is and find it. Fascinating stuff. Of course, Peter and I both totally agree on soil health, and your trees are not going to have these problems, especially with the native insects and diseases. If the tree is planted high, the root flare is showing great, there's no circling and girdling roots, and you're not poisoning the soil with some kind of toxic chemical. But the thing that's exciting about what Peter's doing with his company called ArborJet is he's making it available to people, this gun, and now the neem product, be able to inject it into trees and shut down, kill those insects inside the tree quicker than we can do it with other techniques and other products. People in the business out there, arborists listening, landscape contractors listening, anybody that wants to get into selling, handling, using the ArborJet, just go to ArborJet.com and find out about it all there?
ArborJet.com and also your local John Deere distributor.
That's right. And you'll also be able to get information on this neem product that's coming up. And we, as I said, I promise we'll have it available through our website as soon as we can too. Beautiful packaging, beautiful product, and I'm delighted that it is happening. We're going to catch up with a couple of callers and then continue to talk about trees. Bill in Justin, Texas, what can we do for you?
Yes, sir. I was wondering whether or not corn gluten meal hurts flowers from bulbs that come back every year, that if we put corn gluten meal to get out, to kill the small-seeded weeds in there, will that hurt the bulb plants?
Well, that's a good question, and he's bringing that up for those of you that don't know what corn gluten meal is, because corn gluten meal is a natural pre-emergent. But, Bill, your bulbs, things like flowers, onions, any kind of food crops or ornamental plants that grow from bulbs underground, the corn gluten meal not only won't hurt, but it's an excellent choice. And the reason is I learned this using it around onions a couple of years ago. When your onion sets are planted and started to grow, or right when they're planted, really, you can side dress with corn gluten meal if you wait till the plant starts growing a little bit. In this case, it's probably technically the best thing. The corn gluten meal will feed very effectively your onions or flower bulbs, either one, and keep the weed seed germination to about nothing. It really, really works well. So, no, it's not a problem.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Do you use corn gluten meal at all in your adventures up there in Boston?
Well, when my wife and I started an organic lawn care company 12 years ago. Corn gluten was a large component of our first application, and we looked forward to the pre-emergence tendency of that product. But what we soon learned was that some of the recommended dosaging of the corn gluten seemed to be a little bit on the low side, and where it might have been applied at, it might have been applied at, say, 10 pounds per thousand square feet, something like that. It really needed to be more like 20 pounds per
20
thousand.
20 is what we recommend. I think the original research that came out of, what was it, Iowa State, some university like that, they stumbled into it. They were actually using it in their first trials with some efficacy at about 15 pounds. But I agree with you. Yeah. 20 pounds is good. In the fall, it's really hard for it to give you very good results because the weather is just all over the place, and it's hard to detect exactly when germination of the weed seed will happen. But when you're planting new bulb bed or a new onion bed or something, using it as a side dressing keeps the bed clean as a whistle, and those plants grow like crazy. It really is good for that. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That's arborist Peter Wild. We'll be back right after this. 866-444-3478.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Well, you know, I've recommended rock powders for a long time, and zeolite has really moved up to the top of the list, and there's a company I recommend. It's Zeotech. Mine is down south of San Antonio, but they ship all around. I recommend the Kitty Crystals, the Critter Crystals, the Zeal Bright for swimming pools, Zequine for horses, and now Turf Aid for your organic bed preparation. Go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for the zeolite called Zeotech.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. Tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
If you are currently having trouble with hearing, or if you have a friend or a relative that's having some trouble hearing, I've got a suggestion. It's a company called Affordable Hearing, a hearing aid company I recommend. They have several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helplines, 800-521-1592. Available 7 days a week to help answer your questions. Also, the number to call to set an appointment. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you try one of the hearing aids for a while with no cost or obligation. You'll see and hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertise, but this is the one I recommend. Affordable Hearing uses the latest technology and they'll save you money. That's where the name comes from. Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. Even if you've had trouble with other hearing aids, I recommend you call Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard Garrett and Peter Wilde back. If you want information about Peter, if you've got some relatives that live in the Boston area, this is the Tree Care Company I recommend highly. And you can just tell them to do a web search for Boston Tree Preservation or for Arbor Jet. And those of you in the business that want to get into the Arbor Jet business, and I recommend you look into it, you can contact them through arborjet.com. We were talking about soil health a little bit. I was giving Peter a little bit of a hard time when we first met. We spoke together at another event that Paul Tukey put together up in Wisconsin, and he was talking about this injection stuff and everything, and I gave him a little bit of a hard time about why he didn't recommend root flare exposure and a sick tree treatment and all that as much. And he does. He's just concentrated on these other areas, but you don't have any problem with working on those issues, do you, along with what you do?
Well, in the Northeast, we don't have a lot of the compaction problems that I see in other parts of the country, and we do have planting problems where trees are either planted too deep or too shallow.
Sure, that happens everywhere.
Everybody's still putting way too much mulch around the trunks of these trees.
Yep.
And even around the root system in general, in some situations, there's a good 10, 15 inches of mulch around the roots of these plants. And these plants can't even get water. Yeah. There's so much mulch.
Yeah.
And so we do approach the physiological issues with these trees, and but I think that in your part of the country, there's actually more of these physiological issues.
Well, I hate to hear that, but it doesn't surprise me. We do have the heavy bulk density clays, and it's the problem is exaggerated. But one of the things that I talk to my audience about all the time, and I write about it ad nauseum, some people get tired of hearing me talk about plant the tree higher, plant the tree higher, get the soil off the root flare, you know, eliminate the circling and girdling roots and all that. But it comes from the growers. I've tried to talk to some growers about helping solve the problem, you know, where it starts. And I'll be honest with you, I've been a little frustrated, a little disappointed that they haven't responded very well. If they are selling a tree that has a pretty green top on it and it's been paid for and it's out of their sight, they haven't been as concerned as I would like to see them be.
Let's talk about some of these container-grown plants and how we should tell our listening audience out there how to prepare those roots before that tree goes into the ground. How do you undo that rat's nest of winding roots successfully and promote a healthy root system? What's your recommendations on that, Howard?
Well, there's a couple of ways to go, and what I used to recommend, I've had to rescind. I've had to say that wasn't the best way. I used to tell people to take the container, take the plant out of the container and take a knife or a screwdriver and slice the outside of those roots. And you do a lot of damage when you do that. You tear up a lot of the roots. What I was taught by this arborist up in Cincinnati that's doing the bare rooting, he actually told me that on every plant, and I've done this now with several experiments and had good success, he takes the plant, sometimes leaving it in the container, and puts it over in a wash tub or some horse feeding trough or whatever is big enough for the plant that you're dealing with. Most homeowners, it could be a wash tub or some big plastic container, and let it sit in water for an hour or two. Let it become totally hydrated. Remove the container, and you can remove it first and put it in there, and then take most, if not all, of the soil off of the roots. And once a tree's root system has been totally hydrated, you can gently unwind it and put the roots going out, radiating from the trunk the way they were supposed to have grown, rather than circling around inside the container, and countersink them into the soil. You don't have to dig as big a hole this way. You never have to even consider staking the trees because that all that root mass going radiating out holds the tree in place really well. And we not only recommend hydrating the roots with water, but also treating the roots with mycorrhizae. And there's a gel product on the market, probably more than one, that you can treat those roots with, keep them moist, inoculate them with the mycorrhizae and beneficial bacteria. The trees that we've seen done that way that were hydrated properly, that is a key. We haven't seen a one be lost, not one. But that's a huge paradigm shift for guys and gals in the tree growing business and also in the contracting business. So it's not going to turn around overnight. But for homeowners listening that go to the retail store and buy a tree, or a big shrub, I'd highly recommend it.
I think what people don't realize is when a tree is transplanted from a nursery to head its way to a garden center or to your backyard, about 90% of that root system is severed at the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show you how hardy these trees actually are to have up to 90% of their root system severed and still be able to survive in your new landscape.
It's like a big cutting, really, is all it is.
It is, and that goes to show you how much food and sugars and protein are actually stored in the twigs and trunk of that plant. But with the container-grown trees, if you slice up those roots once you take it out of the pot, you're probably severing 90% of that root system.
Probably doing more damage. And unfortunately, there's little knots of roots down inside the ball, too, that were in the smaller containers before they were moved up. I hate it that we're out of time. We could talk about trees forever. Peter Wild is who my guest has been. Thank you very much, Peter. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you, Howard.
We'll do it again. Go to dirtdoctor.com for the stuff about me. Go to his website, arborjet.com. And if you're in Boston, call Boston Tree Preservation. In the meantime, if you want our newsletter, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and check out all the new things that are happening every week on the website right there. We'll see you next time. Those of you holding on, I'll talk to you off the air. Don't go away.